members of Emmanuel Augsburg and maybe friends, family visiting that are not members. Light displays can be spectacular. We've all seen the fireworks shooting up into the sky, creating a colorful display there that awes us. And then, too, how many of us have been to ball games, Cardinal games, where the fireworks went up when one of our players hit a home run? By the way, are there any Cub fans here? Raise your hand. Okay. I want to know, do they send up fireworks when the Cubs hit a home run? I don't know. I haven't been there. But any rate, we do know that light displays can get the adrenaline pumping and get us excited, can it? Well, today's text will hopefully do that for us, too. The first of two texts is Philippians 2, 15 to 16. It speaks of a light display that we are to be, shine as lights in the world, holding fast to the word of life. Yes, we heard that in the epistle reading, the first reading. St. Paul says that the strategy for people is to display light as lights at a ball game, a fireworks display, holding fast to the word of life. Now, the word of life here is a reference to the scriptures, holding fast to the teachings of the Bible, we might say. That those teachings that God gives us also his word in the gospel message. That's his spirit at work in us when we let our light shine. Jesus says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Our works, our words are to be a kind of light display that gets people's heart pumping and excites them and makes them happy. We might compare it to the coach's strategy for his team. And what is that? He has a vision for the team so they will be successful. The same for a teacher, her strategy. She has a vision for her students so they will be successful. And the church, the congregation, also needs a strategy or vision so that we will be shining lights of God on this earth. And what we're doing today is part of that strategy or vision. We're worshiping. And we do it when we study the Bible. Yes, we do it when we have our personal devotions or prayers. Those are all parts of God's plan to equip us to be lights, shining lights of his goodness and his mercy on the earth. But there's a problem. And you all know the problem as well as I. And that is a three-letter word, sin. S-I-N. And sometimes we don't hear that word, that message. Sometimes we forget it. And sometimes people just ignore it. Fail to live out that message, that light of faith in their lives. Instead of shining like bright lights, we're more like dim lights or maybe even no light at all. Yes, that's the way our sinful nature interferes with our being lights upon the earth. And that's why we come to worship, to be forgiven, to be recharged with light energy, God's light, the gospel light, his love for us, light. And he enables us then to shine with the display of his love, his and faith and hope within us as he provides them through his spirit and gives us a peace that passes understanding that Jesus talked about in the gospel reading. You know, sometimes we work at it, like going to worship or going to Sunday school class or Bible class. And it's almost a chore. And it shouldn't be that way. It's a privilege. It's something that draws us. Jesus referred to himself as a magnet with his cross that would draw people to himself. And that's the image I'd like for you to think about as you equip yourself as lights upon the earth. It's a privilege, like watching a beautiful sunrise or sunset or fireworks display of some kind lighting up the skies. Our second text is Revelation 21, 23 to 24, and it describes a different kind of light display, the light display of heaven. What we're looking forward to as the family of God, the children of God, because Jesus is our leader and Savior. Here's our text, Revelation 21, 23 to 24. You heard it earlier. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and its lamp is the Lamb. By its light will the nations walk, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it, and its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. Someday there's going to be that light display like you've never seen before. It will literally be out of this world. It's hard to imagine no sun or moon or stars, no heavenly bodies, but Jesus, the Lamb of God, will be the light for everyone, everything in that new heaven. Psalm 104 says, he wraps himself in light as with a garment. God wraps himself in light, just emanates and lights the whole place up. And verse 11 of Revelation describes the glory of God and Jesus' brightness as a very precious jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. Yes, we will be given glorified, resurrected bodies like Jesus' own. Someone has said that light emanates through his people as kindness, love, wisdom, and strength. Someone called it a picture of a preferred future. A future we look forward to. That kind of light and love. We do well to keep that in the back of our minds as we go through life's ups and downs. Never losing sight of that light ahead that is for us. God's light display of heaven. Well, just as the enchanting colors of a fireworks display or the sun in the morning, sunset in the evening, sunrise in the morning are given for our enjoyment and for our beauty, so that heavenly display that awaits us will be for our enjoyment and praise. Now, there's no price tag we can put on that rising sun or the setting sun display. It's beyond price. And the same for the heavenly lights. There's no amount of money in all the world that would be enough to pay for that brilliant display of heavenly lights that we await. Yes, God also gives us a light without price to display through our lives until that time of the heavenly lights. And may we be encouraged with words and works to let that light shine of his in us and through us. So in summary, there's two visions or light displays we're celebrating this morning. The first, shining as lights in the world, holding fast to the word of life. And that heavenly light display or vision we anticipate, that some of our loved ones are already enjoying. For the glory of God gives it light, and its lamp is the Lamb. Quite frankly, God is wild about each of us. Yes, he is. He has loved us to death his own death, and then back to life again. Just like Jesus rose, we'll be coming back in those loved ones of ours. That's how much he loves us. He doesn't want to let go of us. His disciples, speaking to them, Jesus said, "No one has greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends." This was a voluntary action. Jesus did it out of love. I'm told that soldiers, the greatest motivation for them on the battlefield is not for the country always, but for their friends. They will die to protect their friends. So God demonstrates that kind of love in Jesus, giving his life for us. And his real presence of forgiveness in the absolution of the service and baptism, as well as Holy Communion, are reminders for us of his loving light on this earth and in our lives. Just as we've not been disappointed by his beauty on earth, we certainly won't when we get to heaven. God wows us every day in nature, in worship, by that magnetic power of his love light working in us and through us and around us, in nature, on the cross, one day in heaven. To God be the glory. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all our human understanding, as Jesus says, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.